musicians can find inspiration in some unlikely places. Take Brian Friedland, a prolific Boston composer and jazz pianist who's discovered a creative gold mine in his cupboards. He takes words on packaging for products such as granola, tea, and mouthwash and sets them to music, and he has a new CD. WBUR's Andrea Shea has more on this funny but serious music project called Household Items.
It would have seemed wrong to meet Brian Friedland anywhere but a grocery store. Turns out his new Household Items recording has roots in Trader Joe's. The New England Conservatory grad frequently scours its aisles for creative fodder.
Yes, here it is. These are the words.
On a box of granola, Friedland composed a song driven by those words, which he used as lyrics.
How could I forget my opening line? We didn't buy into the conventional wisdom that grape cased in granola had to be loaded with fat. We just knew there had to be a better way. And wouldn't you know it? There was. There is. And you're holding it.
We didn't buy into the conventional wisdom that tasting granola had to be loaded with fat.
This song is also on Friedland's first Household Items CD from 2008. In a store surrounded by package descriptions, I have to ask why this product's copy spoke to him.
The excitement, first of all. I mean, there was, there is, you're holding it. It's so epic. And that just gives me a lot to work with as a composer.
You're holding it!
Not every product makes Friedland's grade, though, so he seeks a little guidance from a manager.
I'm a composer looking to, I've set a couple Trader Joe's texts on boxes to music. I'm looking for some new foods with descriptive, colorful packaging.
I don't know. I'm sorry.
I'll keep looking.
I don't spend a lot of time reading the boxes.
But then she suggests the cookie aisle. The composer hones in on a package with a toucan on it.
This could be very rhythmic. Use beak to twist and pull apart two chocolate cookie sides.
Friedland is not a singer, but he sees playful, absurdist potential in labels featuring characters, quests, or extreme wording. He started foraging for inspiration about 8 years ago and had an epiphany when he read a can of carpet cleaner after his cat missed the litter box.
Do not puncture, do not freeze, do not incinerate.
Incinerate, incinerate, do not expose to heat or store at temperatures above 120 degrees Fahrenheit, Fahrenheit.
I thought that was so fun that I should keep going with it. It was a great concept. And it could let me explore different styles and do things I wouldn't normally give myself permission to do musically.
Since then, Friedland's expanded to using a 23-piece orchestra. His muses include instructions for a beard trimmer and a rental lease addendum on how to handle firewood.
Spray wood for bugs, wrap wood in newspaper, log by log to carry.
Berklee College of Music professor Nick Grondin remembers that lease. He was roommates with Friedland when they were students at the New England Conservatory. Grondin says his friend's project helps defy the perception that jazz is intimidating.
It's comedy with really deep music, or deep music with comedy, and everybody likes to laugh. And I think having such sophisticated music makes it that much funnier.
Grondin recently helped out at Harvard University when Friedland was guest lecturing a jazz improv class. Friedland brought along an ensemble and asked students to bring up products they could riff on. This is what the composer and musicians did with the words on a bottle of Smart Water.
Now see the bad rap. They are the unsung heroes.
I mean, it's a big risk to make the focal point of your music comedy, right?
Javier Macis is a percussionist and second-year molecular biology student.
It's hard to imagine that it has gotten this far, but it's great that it has.
Household Items has come this far after Friedland raised $7,500 on Kickstarter to record his second CD and make some amusing videos with original illustrations, including one for this ode to the snack food Pirate's Booty.
In 1986, he began a quest to make the finest snack on the planet.
You might wonder what the companies think of Friedland's compositions. He says not much. They don't always respond to his emails, but he did receive a few hundred bags of the cheesy puff snack food in the mail.
Discovered the crunchy treasure.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Angie Shea.